Tennessee Titans are starting the process of hiring a new head coach. I'm Amy Welsh, joined by Mike Keith. Mike, general manager John Robinson just wrapped up a press conference here, kind of explaining what happened and where we're going. So let's start at the very beginning. How did the Titans get here right now?
Titans just finished a 9-win season where they went to the playoffs and won a wild card game. But the problem for Mike Mularkey and the staff is that the offensive numbers went backward. Running game down 22 yards per game, passing game down 22 yards per game, third down conversions down 11%, Marcus Mariota's numbers down. While the defense improved, the offense regressed. And so in a look how to take this team forward, they just couldn't agree on what the best way was to go. And so at the end of the day, Amy Adams Strunk and John Robinson, even though they admire Mike Mularkey, even though they appreciated what he did, decided that in going forward, they needed to make a turn now. Certainly from a personal and a professional standpoint, not an easy decision to make. But the actuality of it is they think if we're going to compete in this division, if we're going to compete with that team we saw Saturday night, we got to get better.
Listening to you talk about the changes that need to be made, especially on the offensive side of the ball, one would draw the conclusion that the next head coach will be an offensive-minded coach. But that may not be the case.
I think that's a mistake because I think it's a lot about hiring a guy who can lead the entire program. And if he happens to be a quarterback whisperer, an offensive guru, great. But if he's not, what kind of staff can he hire? A good head coach can always hire quality offensive people, a quarterback coach, a coordinator, whatever. I know all the names, virtually all the names we're hearing right now are very much offensive gurus, but that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. I also think college coaches could be considered as well. So I think the wide open nature of all of this makes it something probably a little more interesting than what people from the outside see it as right now.
We've heard a lot about how this job is a desirable job, but all 32 teams have desirable jobs. It's the NFL. What is it about this Titans job that is so enticing?
Yeah, nobody ever says, boy, nobody wants to be. Nobody,
bad NFL.
Nobody wants an NFL job that pays millions of dollars. The rationale is you're getting to take over a playoff team. When can you say that? You're getting Marcus Mariota. You've got a franchise quarterback. When do you get a chance to say that? You're getting a team with millions and millions of dollars under the salary cap, a strong GM. When do you get to say that? You know your owner now. 2 years ago, you didn't know this owner. Anybody taking this job was taking a leap of faith because no one knew Amy Adams Strunk. You know now she's invested money. She's not selling the franchise. She's not moving the franchise. Plus, you get to live in this part of the country. If I'm a man with children and a wife and whatever, I know that this is going to be a good place to raise your family. All of those advantages are there, but I think the one that stands out the most is you're taking over a playoff team and you have your franchise quarterback in place. I would think this is an incredibly desirable job because of the decision that they have made to move on right now.
Sure is a lot to watch going forward.
It certainly is.
All right. Well, we're going to have all of the coverage for you as this coaching search develops, so be sure to check right back here at TitansOnline.com. For Mike Keith, I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.